On your joys and concerns this week, as always, I remind you to take this list home with you. Keep it by your prayer chair this week. Remember these names in prayer and in your thoughts. I also, on a personal note, would like to say thank you for all those that have kept my mother in your prayers and thoughts. Her brother, Randall Place, passed away on Christmas morning, and I know she has appreciated all your prayers, so thank you very much. And you might keep Mom in your prayers, too. She had a little fall here about a month ago, and we thought she was doing pretty good. And Thursday, she was getting ready to leave the house and went to take a step and took it wrong and has done something to her knee. So she's back in bed. So I know she would appreciate your prayers. So thank you.
Deanna, uh-huh. I have a joy.
Oh, please.
Our church has paid 100% of our mission apportionments.
That is a big praise the Lord. Very much a true joy. If you would, turn in your hymn books to page 883. And we are going to pray this prayer together. But as you say the words, listen to them as they pass across your lips, please. We are not alone. We live in God's world. We believe in God, who has created and is creating, who has come in Jesus, the Word made flesh, to reconcile and make new, who works in us and others by the Spirit. We trust in God. We are called to be the church, to celebrate God's presence, to love and serve others, to seek justice and resist evil, to proclaim Jesus, crucified and risen, our judge and our hope. In life, in death, in life beyond death, God is with us. We are not alone. Thanks be to God. Amen. Thank you.
First of all, if you would, please take out your insert this morning. Sermon notes are here. Grab a pen or a pencil and follow along if you would. On the back side of this, if you would take this home with the joys and concerns that Deanna mentioned, this is a little devotion based on today's message that Cliff prepared for us, and I invite you to take that home, and you'll have something after your prayer to do a little devotion. Today is a special day because we have a special person bringing the message to us. Weston Miller is going to be here today. He's going to come up and share, and I got the pleasure of hearing him first service, and he has an amazing message, and I just give God praise for people willing to step forward and expand their Christian walk and what they are called to do. And now Weston is one of those people. Some of you, especially those who are new, may not even know Weston because he is a behind the scenes kind of guy. He is here every Sunday along with Doug Wynn. He and Doug are here every Sunday, both services, doing sound and computer work during the services. So he does that a lot. Weston does too is help Jamie with the youth. He and Shanda are here most every Sunday night and every other activity that the youth group does. And so they have a passion not only for the ministries of this church, but for our youth group as well. So I just would like you to welcome Weston up here. And yes. Thank you, Weston, for doing this today. Our scripture for today is taken from Luke chapter 24. If you would turn to Luke chapter 24 with me. Luke chapter 24. Now, for those who may not know, where is Luke? In the Old or the New Testament? In the New Testament. And so if you turn to the back third of your Bible, and you know me, I really want you to either take the Pew Bible or a Bible that you have brought along. And boy, with these glasses, I can't see the bulletin. down there, I mean. So anyway, Luke 14, verses 28 through 30. If you would find verses 28 through 30, please. Once you find that, will you close the Bible on your finger and stand with me? And let's say this Bible pledge together this morning.